Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Manetti with In You I Live, and it all brings us down to 24 minutes after 2 o'clock. Listen, what would a Thursday be without Legal Junction? Like, tell me, a Thursday without Legal Junction.
Yeah.
Mr. SG.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
We took you on a tour today.
Yeah, live from Randburg.
Live from Randburg. And we're really appreciative of it, I must say. And yeah, it is Visiathon Thursday, and that's exactly why you're out here today. And I just want to remind you, before Mr. SK and I have a chat here, that, you know, at a time, Radio Pulpit was off air for about 9 days. Like, we really wished we had our own infrastructure, you know? And so we're giving ourselves and you a chance to partner up together, yes, and make sure that we secure broadcast infrastructure, expand our reach to new communities, as well as keep faith-based programming alive and thriving. And to help us do that and reach our 2.0 million rand goal, we're inviting you to drop us an SMS, the letters GIVE, to 37871. Alternatively, you can always send us a WhatsApp, the number 082-657-2729.
Yes.
Mr. SK.
Yes,
of course. Before now we get into this,
yes,
right? I really just want us, we're going to continue because I still want you to speak of the aspect of giving as well, because I know it touches your life so much. But we are indebted to Mamununtsikelelo. Yes.
You must respond.
So, definitely have to respond, otherwise we wouldn't be doing justice.
Yeah, for sure.
Last week when we ended, unfortunately, I can't play the voice note for you right now, but when we wrapped up last week, Mam Zugula sent us a message. And I think this is a question a lot of families, even if they've been part of VODs. Now, yes, you're wondering what that is. It's victim offender dialogues.
Yes.
Even if they've been part of those, they still leave the process feeling as though their questions are not answered, because why are you releasing a person that you sentenced for 100 years for life? And then one of these days you call me and you're like, your offender is due for parole.
Yes.
They may need to go home very soon. But and I must tell you, I love that process of VOD most of the time, because it does give some people closure. Of course, there are some people who still struggle to forgive or to understand. But there are some people, all they've ever been waiting for is to hear their offender or perpetrator say, I'm sorry, you know? But despite those conversations having ensued, Mr. SK, there are still people who struggle to understand, would say, why am I still walking the streets with an ex-offender? Somebody that killed somebody really close to me. Somebody that raped me. Somebody, whatever the case may be, why is this person still walking the streets? That's what people are struggling with. And I think is one of the people who said, I just want to understand, what do these life and 100 years mean if 10 years down the line I'm going to bump into this very same person?
Look, I think let me just start by greeting the beautiful listeners of Radio Pulpit and those that listens to the Legal Junction every Thursdays. There's just few things that we're going to check in response to the question, Yaga Mam. There's two key legislations that I want us to check. The first one, I want us to check the Criminal Law Amendment Act, 1997. Then I also want us to check the Correctional Services Act. You see,
you're using
correctional
the keyword
services.
Exactly.
Yeah, because the aim of people being sentenced by our courts, Luko, it's not, our system is not a punitive system, but it's a corrective system. It seeks to correct than to punish. Hence, when one is sentenced to life imprisonment, they must serve a minimum sentence of at least 25 years.
All right.
Then after 25 years, given their behavior, correctness of their behavior while serving a sentence, then that will be determined by the Minister of Justice as to whether are they eligible candidates, are they the right candidates to be released on parole.
So why are you giving 100 years? Is this because should my behavior fail to be corrected, then I could stay for 100 years?
Yeah, remember what happens, Luko, while they are in prison, this offender, some they often commit other crimes while inside. Then you find that one was maybe convicted for murder,
All right.
Then, but while they are inside, they commit further offenses like assault, and all that. So that will be determined by the behavior and the character of that particular person. Hence, there is this promotion that the gospel should be preached in this prisons, so that character should be built. Good character should be built, because the main aim is to correct, but not to punish.
Okay, let's fix our language.
Yes,
we just use the word prison into these correctional centers.
Into correctional centers. You see, look. So that is the main aim, to correct. Hence, there is a minimum sentence that has been imposed to say one should serve this particular sentence or minimum sentence. Then after they have served same, then they can be eligible or relevant candidates to be released on parole.
Are you then suggesting, Mr. SK, that if a person is sentenced to a life imprisonment, then that means they cannot serve under 25 years, or are there cases where they leave in less than 25 years?
The minimum sentence for life imprisonment in South Africa is 25 years.
What does that mean? What do you mean by minimum sentence? In other words, the number of years you need to serve.
The number of years that one needs to serve, yes.
So there are no technicalities with half of that 25 years? Because I know in our Nama technicalities.
No, there's no technicality. Yeah, if you are sentenced to life, then you serve 25 years straight.
Oh, all right. That makes sense. No. So I think the real answer to this question, Gamam Nontsikelelo, is to say, our system does not have, in reality, a life sentence.
Yes.
Nobody will die in prison.
No, nobody will die
as long as their behavior is also corrected.
Unless they commit further offenses while they are inside.
Which extends their number of years
while serving.
Go again. Your legislations quickly, Mr. SK. Because I don't want... This is not our word. I don't want them to think this is coming from us. But
like I said, we're going to look into the Correctional Services Act. Then we look also into the Criminal Law Amendment Act.
Okay.
Then also we look into what Sneyman has dictated when he was writing the criminal law book. Then now we look also into the Criminal Procedure Act. Because that is the one that, and also the Constitution. We always say here on the Legal Junction, Luko, to say we cannot speak of any piece of legislation without reference to the Constitution of the country, because any law that rises itself against the Constitution of the country shall be declared to be null and void. So now when we look into the Constitution, here is a person who is sentenced to life imprisonment, but that does not waver away their right to life. Their Chapter 2, the Bill of Rights. They are still entitled to all the rights. Hence, one while serving an imprisonment, Luko, you'll find that they are still entitled to free education. Some they study, they serve. While they do not have degrees, when they are released, they have a degree.
Because they have a right to education.
Because they have the constitutional right, just like any other person that is working free outside. You see, so for the mere fact that they are convicted, the aim is to correct them. And to make them better people than which they were convicted for.
And that includes actually equipping them for the outside world.
That also includes equipping them, giving them a skill. Giving them, but what I always say, Luko, It is useless to give a person a skill,
all right,
and not empower them spiritually.
Okay.
You see, so if the first thing other than a skill, I think it should be the knowledge of Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of their lives.
Then, which is why religious is quite a thing.
That's when you can give them a skill.
Okay.
Hence, you'll find others, Luko, they get released today, then the following day they have recommitted the same offenses, then they return back to jail while they're on parole. Because they've been corrected, they've been given a skill. One is a plumber, one has got a skill, is an electrician. But now, spiritually,
Morally, they are not regenerated.
Mm. So it's just vanity.
Yeah, it's pointless. It's pointless. Think about it. True.
You see, so the most important thing is for them to be given to Christ.
Mm.
Christ to be preached to them. Then that's when now we can say, let's empower you now with a skill.
Okay.
You see, because now when you have Christ and a skill, it's a bonus.
I get curious though, Mr. SK.
Yeah.
There are those who go ahead and study law.
Yes.
Who's going to register them? You remember, the
issue of the criminal records.
Just
the other
for knowledge.
Day we're talking about. I think it's just for knowledge, and also other duties that they may render. Other than them being legal practitioners, because remember, for the sake of fit and properness, you cannot be a legal practitioner if you've got a criminal record.
Yes.
You see. So now here is a person that has served an imprisoned term.
Okay.
And they happen to study a law degree while in prison.
Exactly.
Still, it renders them to be not fit and proper. But again, there is what we call a presidential pardon. They can still ask the president to pardon them.
All right.
Because they have served their sentence diligently, and they were declared to have been corrected, then they can bring an application before the president to apply for a presidential pardon.
You are actually beating me to it, because I've been asking myself this question.
Mm.
Does a presidential pardon actually erase the criminal record? Because we've heard this term a lot of times, but how far does it go is my question. Because sometimes we think, because you will hear they've been given a presidential pardon,
yes,
and then the Minister of Correctional Services comes in, and then they've been given parole. But is that then automatic because of the presidential pardon, or is this a secondary one that they apply for in order to practice then?
This is what you apply, like to be a member of any council. Let's say those that have studied education.
Yes.
They must be members of their council, and there is a relevant council, as it says.
Yes.
And so forth. You see, then with legal practitioners, there must be members of the legal practice council.
Yes.
So there's specific councils that which these particular professionals should fall under.
Okay.
So the reason why they ask for a presidential pardon is for them to be able to be admitted or accepted in those particular councils, because you cannot practice as an educator if you don't have a proper SAYS certificate. And also, for you to obtain a proper SAYS certificate, they will tell you that a criminal record is not required.
Okay.
So hence, presidential pardon now feature in. So that those that have been corrected and they have satisfied that they are corrected and they have obtained this particular professions in prison, then the president can consider their application and tender them a pardon.
Okay.
Then that pardon will eligible them to be able to become members of those particular councils and be able to practice in those particular professions.
Makes sense. We could go on and on and on about this, but unfortunately it is Vision Day, Mr. SK, like
yes.
I said.
Giving.
And I know it's a very huge aspect of who you are, actually.
Yeah.
I know. And I think at some point, a lot of us can say I've benefited from his good deeds, actually. But why? Why is it so important for one today to give... I call it a ministry.
Yeah.
The work that goes on at Radio Pulpit. I mean, you've been family since.
Yes.
Since I don't know when.
Yeah, I was checking social media.
Yeah.
I've been a Radio Pulpit family for over a year now.
See? So, but why? Why would you say somebody should consider actually, you know, giving into the work that goes on here?
Luco, very short and straight to the point. Blessed is the hand that gives than the one that receives.
So you can't keep receiving.
You can't keep receiving while you don't give. You see,
exactly.
It's very straightforward. Mm. Blessed is the hand that gives than the one that receives. And we're living in times, Luco, where people just want to receive.
True.
But they don't want to take a step of faith to say, let me start doing this thing by the principles. Let me first give so that I can receive. You see, because those are the principles. You give, you receive. You give, you receive. You see,
I love what you just said, the principle.
Yes.
I said the other day, we're living in times where people want to play China lottery with the Lord.
No.
Say, I'm going to give and I'm going to look on the other hand immediately what you'll give me.
Yes.
Scripture says the other hand mustn't see what the other one does. But
you
over
see.
And above, but the reality of it is, we are not going to deny this one. And you just mentioned now, less is the hand that gives than that receives.
Yes.
However, give it shall be given unto you.
Yes.
Is that what not scripture says?
That's what scripture
it's
says.
Clear.
It's clear.
The only thing that frustrates you is the time frame, because you expect things to happen immediately.
Yeah.
But the principle is clear. It is upon giving that you shall begin to receive.
Cast your bread upon many waters.
Okay.
And you will find it after many days.
Come on.
You see,
come on.
you cast the bread upon the waters.
Yeah.
Then assurance, the biblical assurance is that you will receive it after many days.
Ah.
You see. So those are the principles, Luko. Mm. Those are the principles. I think it's high time we now move as principled Christians. Than to do it in a way that we are giving a loan to God. You see, I give today and I expect tomorrow.
Tomorrow, exactly.
You see, you cast your bread upon many waters.
Yeah.
And the Bible says you will receive it after many days.
Mr. SK, listen, like I said, we got little time today because we still got a lot of chats to have. But thank you so much. Thanks for coming all the way here. And thank you for being a blessing to Radio Pulpit as well. With the knowledge of the legal field as well as giving as well. Scripture.
Yeah.
I love the fact that the
you know, here on the
hand
legal junction, Luca, we speak law and God.
Come on.
Law and God. Law and God. That's how we do it here on Radio Pulpit.
Yeah. Oh,
and thanks to the listeners of the Legal Junction that keeps contacting us even when we are off air.
Yeah.
We still continue receiving emails and it's a sign that shows that there is something great that which this particular feature is doing to the listeners of Radio Pulpit.
As you sign out, I think I need to remind you of this, because recently I remember I almost got into trouble.
Yes.
Got an email and one of the listeners was looking for your email address. Please remember to leave your email address. We keep forgetting this one.
Yeah.
Your email address, your contact details, please, as you sign out.
info@siakamelalegal.co.za info@siakamelalegal.co.za Then our WhatsApp line 078-306-0456 078-306-0456 And from myself, the
only
lawyer of the radio, we're doing this same time, same place, next week Thursday. God bless you.
God bless.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.